He's After Me by Beyond Today writer Lorelei Nettles. As a working teenager, I had a weekly routine. 4 to 5 evenings a week, I worked as a dishwasher, salad prep girl for an upscale restaurant. After school, I would walk a half mile into town to catch the bus to work in the next town over. I usually had about 20 minutes before the bus would come, so I often stopped off at a local store to buy myself a snack or drink. One such day, I stopped at the drugstore to pick up a candy bar. As I entered, I noticed a young man staring at me. He smiled and said hello, and I returned the gesture. I completed my transaction, exited the store, and headed for the bus stop. In town, some of the doorways were inset, and you could see a reflection in the angled windows. I noticed the same boy walking a ways behind me. At the next window, I noticed he was much closer. I felt a chill go up my spine and sped up my pace, but soon he was upon me. The boy was about a foot taller than me, and he had put his arm around my shoulders in a familiar way and gripped my shoulder tightly. He made it clear he wanted sex and was pressuring me to accept. I told him I wasn't interested, but was unable to break his hold. When we got to the end of the street, he tried to maneuver me around the corner to who knows where. I began to panic, but noticed a family coming down the street toward us. This was my chance, I thought, and I screamed out, "Leave me alone!" He tried to act like it was a lover's quarrel, but I began yelling, "Get away from me!" And finally, he walked away. I ran past the confused family to the bus stop, but I remained alert. When the bus finally came, I was relieved. But after being seated, I noticed the same boy, with a much younger girl, walking down the street. I didn't know what to do. Then he noticed me looking out the window and ran to the bus. As he entered, he scanned the seats to find me and sat so he could watch me. It was the longest 20-minute bus ride of my life. When I got to my stop, I departed, praying he would not follow. I exited the bus and stood on the corner, ready to cross the street. I looked up at the bus as it pulled away, and the boy had moved to the back to see where I was going. I crossed the street slowly, and when I got to the other side, I deliberately walked the opposite direction until the bus was out of sight before turning and heading back to work. This was a scary event in my life, and I was grateful that it never turned into anything more than it did. Unfortunately, people can be evil. The Bible says, "But evil people are like the angry ocean. They cannot be quiet and peaceful. They stir up mud." My God says, "There is no peace for evil people." Isaiah 57, verses 20 through 21, English Standard Version. We all have a pursuer. You may have your own troubling stories to tell, but there are scenarios we fight daily that are just as terrifying and we don't even see. We have a pursuer. He wants what we have, and he will not quit until he is stopped by God. Satan and his demons try to overtake us. They try to pressure us into turning from God. Satan will get into our heads and try to change our way of thinking. If we let him, he will grab hold of us and never let go until we give in or are controlled completely. The only way to overcome is to constantly fight what we know is wrong, to not let our minds be swayed by what sounds like sweet words, but we really know are deceptive. We must keep up the struggle to the end. Luke 1, verses 74 through 79 says, "We will be free from our enemies, so we could serve him without fear." It also says, "With the loving mercy of our God, a new day from heaven will shine on us. It will bring light to those who live in darkness and the fear of death. It will guide us into the way that brings peace." Retaining an inner strength is key to fighting off our enemies. Using prayer, Bible study, and fasting gives us inner strength and stronger faith. Another way is spending time with those of like mind. Our church family is there to help and support us. Just as I knew in my heart that the family I saw on the street was a way out, we are told not to forgo meeting and encouraging one another. Hebrews 10, verse 25. God knows that we need one another as well as His Holy Spirit. Learning together and having a support system fulfills many human needs and helps us all to defeat the evil that continuously attacks us at every corner. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.